Hey, man. Well, I appreciate the Lord today, don't you?
Yes.
I appreciate His goodness and His mercy. Book of Luke, if you have your Bibles, the Book of Luke, chapter number 6. Amen. I've been praying since the beginning of the year for the Lord to bless you. Amen. God wants to bless you. Did you know that?
Yes, He does.
God wants to bless His people. I've been praying for God to bless you physically, spiritually, financially. Amen. And I'm not a prosperity preacher, but I feel like the Lord gave me this message to preach to you today. Amen. And if, I believe if we'll do what Jesus said do, God will bless His people. Don't
right,
you?
Right.
Hallelujah. So yeah. Some of you may like it, some of you may not, but I'll tell you this. If you'll do what His word says, He will accomplish His word.
Yes.
God will back His word. I tell you, Brother George, I can't back this word right here. All I can do is preach it and tell you what God says do. And if we'll do what He says do, God will back His own word.
Sure.
Hallelujah. Amen. You go down to the bank and you sign a note. And you say, bank, I'm going to buy a house. I need $100,000 to buy a house. Amen. And the bank says, all right. You go through the paperwork, they check your credit, they do all the things they do, ask you 1,000 questions, you sign 1,000 papers, and they say, here's the money, I'm backing up. In other words, my word to give you this money, praise God, to buy this house, amen. Yeah. The bank's got enough money to back up what they say they can do, hallelujah.
Right.
Let me tell you something, God's got more than the bank. Hallelujah.
Right.
I'm going to prove that to you in just a minute. Luke chapter number 6, if you have your Bibles. Starting here at verse number 38 would be a great place to start. And then you can sit after I read this verse. I've got way more verses to come. But Luke chapter number 6, starting at verse number 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured unto you again.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. If you wanted to turn, you're welcome to turn to the book of Malachi, chapter number 3. Amen. And some great verses here. This won't be the primary portion of my text today, but I want you to read what God said. Amen. In the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse number 8. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed thee? And he said, in tithes and in offerings. Praise God. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation.
Yep.
Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not. Now once again, this ain't Jason talking. This ain't the biggest bank in town talking, but God said, I love this.
Come on.
Woo, this will make a man want to shout. Amen.
Right.
The Lord of hosts said, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive, which is what in the book of Luke I read to you said, good measure, pressed down, shaken up, amen, and running over. God said, when I get done with you, I'm going to give you so much, you ain't going to have enough to contain, amen, to hold everything I give you, praise God. I'm going to pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, I've had a devourer seeking me for a year. Amen.
Come on.
Hallelujah. I tell you, Brother Earl, I mean, I've had a hard struggle physically for a year in my body. I never would have thought I'd face what I faced the last year of my life. But I tell you, you know what you do when you're in the midst of the devourer? You do what God says do. You live for God. You give everything you've got to God. Amen. And about a month ago, we was in revival. Brother Bradley was here, and I tell you what happened to me. Amen. Right here in this altar with my hands raised, the power of God hit me. Amen. I tell you, I mowed almost 200 yards this week, Brother Tom, and I'm ready for 200 more. Amen. I tell you, God, amen, is stripping my body. Amen. God has touched me. I tell you what He did. He rebuked the devourer. Amen. I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost right here. I ain't got my text read. Hallelujah. and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts, and all nations shall call you blessed.
Right.
Man, I tell you, I feel like shouting. Amen. I even got the text read. For ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. Thank you for standing today for the reading of the word of the Lord. You already know what I'm preaching on. I'm preaching on giving. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want to receive, you must be a giver. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to get this straight right here. We get giving and paying mixed up. Tithing, I'm going to prove to you from the word of God. Amen. Tithing is a debt that we owe. But giving is a seed that we sow. Hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 27 and verse number 30 said, and all the land of the and all the tithe rather of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. Did you hear that? The tithe is the Lord's. Amen. And it is holy unto him. It is sacred. A tithe is God's. Amen. Hallelujah. It's sacred. Amen. If we don't give what is God's, Malachi said it's robbing God. Amen. And if we don't give it, we're robbing God. Amen. A tithe is a debt that is owed. God said, everything that I bless you with, I expect a tenth. Amen. I said a while back, and it is quite comical, but a tenth is what we owe God. And that's just to keep his hand of wrath from coming against us. Praise God. Amen. Oh, that's right. Glory to God. And God expects when God, amen, blesses us. Hallelujah. Best way I know how to explain it to you, brother, you go down and sign a note with Toyota. Amen. You go down and sign a note with the bank. You go down and sign a note. They don't care how much you make. They expect something. Amen. In return. Praise God. But God said, I don't expect nothing until I give it to you first. Did you hear that? God said, I don't expect nothing until I give it to you first. And when I give it to you, then I expect a dime out of every dollar. I expect 10 out of every 100. God said, and if you will do this, if you'll give unto me, God said, I'll open up the windows of heaven and I'll pour you out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive. I don't know about you, but I tell you, amen, God's got a bigger shovel than I've got. God blesses me, Brother Tom, with what he blesses me with. And I come and I forgot to give the offering. So don't forget that. We'll get that in a moment. Amen. But when God blesses me through the week, hallelujah, I come on Sunday to give my tithe, which is the first fruits of what God has blessed me with. And I come with a smile on my face. I don't come begrudgingly. I don't come with a sour face. But I come and I put it in the offering of the Lord, and I say, thank you, Lord. You bless me. You give me strength to work. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe some of you ain't been where I'm at. I wish I never went through it, just to be honest with you. But I know what it's like to get out of bed in the morning and you think, oh God, I don't know if I can make it today or not. Amen. Last year at times, amen, it was all I could do to take. My arms were for some reason stronger than my legs. That motor shook me to death. My legs got so weak I couldn't stand up. And I had to take my arms to hold myself up on that mower. Amen. I know what it's like to say, God, if you don't give me strength, I can't make it tomorrow. But you know what? If we'll do what God said, I've got more in store than you've got. Amen. It's coming. Hallelujah. If you'll give, I'll give back. Amen. With the windows of heaven open, and there will not be room enough to receive what I'm going to give you. Hallelujah. The tithe is the Lord's. I'm just releasing and letting God have what is already his. I don't want to get too hard on words, but a lot of times people say, I'm going to pay my tithes. Amen. Oh, yes. I said that, you said that, but I'm not paying my tithes. I'm paying God's tithe. Amen. Hallelujah. When we don't pray, it's not for us to pray how much of our money to keep, but it's up to us to say, God, how much of your money should I keep? Amen. Because you know what? Everything you've got is God's. Everything God has blessed you with, it is His. Amen. God, Sister Barb used to say, can't bless the stingy gut. Amen. If you're stingy and you don't like to give, God can't bless you. Amen. When you withhold at the very least of what God says to give. Amen.
Come on, come on.
Woo! Yeah. I hope you're all right, because it's going to get a little deeper. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, amen. Tithing is simple. Yes. God, the IRS is complicated. It all depends on how much you make, how much you give. Amen. Or pay, rather. All depends on it's a very complicated system. And I'm trying to get ready to pay my taxes for last year. And it's even more complicated because there were special rules for COVID that are now being lifted. So this year, you're going to pay a little more if you ain't already did it. Amen. You're going to pay. But you know what God said? I'm not Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam's wants 30 to 50% of it. Amen. But God said, I just want a tenth. Amen. And if you'll give me a tenth, I'll give you a blessing.
Yeah.
But God's the only one that'll bless you for a debt that you owe. Amen. Yeah, great God. You pay your house off. You pay a car off. Maybe you pay a boat off. And they'll send you a title in the mail and say, thank you for your service. Amen. Thank you for your business. Hey, great God, you pay your debt that you owe God. And God said, get ready. I'm sending more than a thank you note. I'm sending the floodgates of heaven. Amen. I'm going to open up my windows and pour you out a blessing that you can't even receive. Hallelujah. I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost here. Great God. Matthew said, 23:23, don't get mad at the preacher. Amen. Take it up with God. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law. What was Jesus saying? Jesus said, even the hypocrites pay tithe. Amen. And what he was saying was, if you don't pay your tithe, you don't even equal up with them. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, tithing, it's a Mosaic law. Amen. It's only something that was really commanded in Moses' day. Oh no, a couple thousand years before Moses. Amen. Before Moses was, amen, ever even thought of, there was a man by the name of Abraham. And the Bible said that Abraham paid tithe unto Melchizedek the priest. Amen. Why? Praise God. I tell you why Abraham did it. Amen. And this ought to be the very first reason why we bring a tithe to the Lord. Abraham said, God, I'm grateful for the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. Abraham said, God, you poured out your hand of blessing on me, and now I'm bringing it back, giving it to Melchizedek, the priest. Abraham said, God, you blessed me, and I'm grateful for it. Hallelujah. Is anybody in this house grateful for what God has blessed you with? Most of you came. Ray told me he walked. If you want to ride home, I'll take you home after church. Amen. Most of you walked. I think, amen. Praise God, Rob probably rode his chair. I'll have a hard time getting that in the back of my truck. Amen. But I'm glad most of the rest of you drove a car. Hallelujah. Air conditioning in it, heat in it, soft seats. Most of you woke up this morning in a soft bed. Most, I believe, I understand everybody don't want to work in here. Maybe somebody is old and retired. Maybe somebody ain't able. I understand everybody is in a different class and vacation in their life. But most of you in this house, if you want to work, God has blessed you with work. anything. Yeah. Christopher, I pull him out. I don't think he'll care. But nobody knew what he was praying about. I still won't even tell it now. I'll let him tell it if he wants it told. He was praying about a major life-altering decision. Amen. About a month ago, and he mentioned it to me. He said, would you pray about it? Hallelujah. That's one thing I've learned, Brother Earl, in 14 years of pastor. When somebody tells you something, don't tell it. Amen. I know what it's like to tell something. Amen. You make it back to church. Nobody knew what you told the preacher. Amen. That ain't no good. If you tell me not to tell it, I'll take it to the grave. I want you to know that. Praise God. But anyhow, he said, pray about it. I'm trying to get the will of God in my life. I'm trying to get, amen, do some things here. Amen. In his work life. I prayed and I said, God, you know how to bless him. You know how to move. You know how to do it. And here come old Brother Scotty the other night, about a month ago. Hey, Brother Chris, you know how he talks. He said, God said, go ahead and do it. He's going to bless you. He's going to bless you. And I tell you, Brother Chris has made a life-altering move the last several weeks. And he said, Brother Jason, you don't even understand. God's given me an office. God said this and did that. Hey, if you'll put God first, I come to tell you, you can't hold it. Hallelujah. He'll peel that basket up. He'll press it down. Amen. Shake it up. Get more in there until it runs over. I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost. I said, God will bless, amen, his people if they'll have a giving heart and give God what is his. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right.
Oh, I want to be careful here. I appreciate what I really feel like God give me. Amen. Some of you may say, Brother Jason, I don't have a whole lot monetarily. Wow. Amen. And I understand that. Praise God. But I tell you, you can give yourself to God. Right. Amen. You can give your life to God.
Come on.
Hey. Amen. That book of Psalms chapter 100 said, amen, is it he? That rather, it is he rather that hath made us and not we ourselves.
Yeah.
When I get up in the morning, Brother Tommy, I can look at that mirror and I can say, hey Jason, you're standing there. It's nothing of yourself.
Nope.
But it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. Now Sister Anna's been in anatomy and she could probably tell you some of this. Amen. But did you know God gave you 263 bones? He gave you 600 muscles, 970, amen, miles of blood vessels, 32 feet of intestine, 32 teeth in which to eat. Oh, yes. Oh, thank God. Amen. He gave you a heart that beats 60 to 80 times a minute, and you don't even have to think about it. He gave you lungs that expand and decompress 12 to 15 times a minute, and you don't even have to think about it. I said, it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. He gave you two eyes like a camera. Every time they blink, they send a message to the brain and it develops a picture. Woo! I said, it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God he gave you 400 taste buds, amen, upon your tongue to determine the difference between the sweets and the sours. Listen to this. And every taste bud, 4 out of 400, each individual one has 50 to 100 taste cells upon each taste bud. I said, it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. You got 20,000 tiny hairs in the inside of your ear, amen, that determines the highs and the lows of every sound that comes your way. Hey, I said, you got 27 bones in your hand. Hold your hand up. In that bone,
yeah,
is 27 bones in that hand, amen, representing the 27 books of the New Testament. I said, it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. I come to tell us, God gives. I said, God is a giver. He gave you everything. He gave you a body. He gave you a heartbeat. He gave you a breath. God gives, and God expects us to give back.
Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Red blood cells.
Come on.
And white blood cells. Right. Amen. The red blood cells are larger in size, and the white blood cells are smaller in size. But did you know that when you scrape your arm, amen, out there trimming them bushes and them hedges, or whatever it is they're doing, working on a car, and you lick your hand, or you put a wound on your body, amen, did you know the white blood cells runs to that place of wound, and they go, and the red blood and the white blood cells clean up the mess. It shoots your white count up. Amen. You go to the hospital, you got an infection, your white count's high. Amen. But then the red blood cells come back and eat the right blood, the white blood cells, and clean up the mess. And then tomorrow you got a scab that forms over, and then in a day or two you're healed. I said, it's not me. Amen. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. I preach it to you here today with the burden of my heart. God gives. He gives us everything. Amen. Next I owe Him my tithe, not just because I'm grateful. Amen. But oh, God gets fascinated over somebody that'll trust Him. I just preached to you. I don't want to wear that widow woman out. But the lawyers and the doctors, they came and gave out of their abundance. But Jesus looked out over that crowd when that widow woman gave one pence unto the Lord and the other pence unto the poor. She gave everything she had. And Jesus looked out over that crowd and said, this small widow woman has given more than everybody in the house. And they said, Lord, how is that? Amen. Jesus said, because she gave out of her want. She's going home with not a dime to her name. She's going home giving me everything she's got. Hallelujah. And I come to tell you, I believe that night God opened up the windows of hell. I wish He'd have told us the rest of the story. I believe she went home that night and she never lived another day without the blessing of God. Amen. I come to tell us, if you learn to give, amen, God loves that one that will trust Him. Amen. You're right.
Praise
God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
We might not have an altar call. We might have to go straight into Sunday school, because I feel like preaching here.
Come on.
Oh, you know what? Amen. You know what? God will bless. I can't get too far, because I got another page to go here. But did you know, Brother Chris? Amen. I was walking this morning, amen, up that hill there in Spring Valley, and I just meditating and praying, thanking on God. And God spoke to my heart. I never had Him do this, Brother Earl. I was praying about this message, and God said, you remember when your dad, amen, broke his leg and you about lost everything? I said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I remember that well. My mom had to go to work and supply for the family. We ate kraut and weenies every day, fried potatoes and weenies. Amen. God, that's why I don't like fried potatoes hardly today. Amen. But you know what, God? I never knew this. But the Lord spoke to me this morning, and He said, you know what got y'all through that? Amen. I went to work, but my pastor taught me, Brother Earl, to pay your tithe. Amen. I went out and mowed a $30 yard. Amen. $20 yard back then. I gave $2 to God. Amen. Everything God blessed me with from the age of 13, amen, I gave God His part. I said, I gave God His part. And God told me this morning, He said, you know what brought your family through that hard time? I said, what was it, God? He said, your giving heart. I bless your dad. I bless your mother. I bless that home because you gave. And I come to tell somebody in this house, if you'll give, God said, I'll bless you. I'll open up the windows of heaven and I'll bless you. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Don't hold back God's heart. Give God what you owe Him.
Yes.
Pray for me. There's phase one.
Come on.
Woo.
Come on.
Amen. Yeah. God loves that one that'll trust Him. God explains, bring your tithe into the storehouse I don't have a lot of time to preach right there. Amen. Where do I pay my tithe at? You pay it to the church, amen, that you're faithful to. You pay it to the church that God blesses you with the word of God from. You don't send it to the radio preacher. You don't send it to the TV preacher. You don't send it to foreign missions. You bring it to the house of God. You bring it down where God blesses you with the word from. That's where you bring his word. Amen. His time to prove me, God said, and I'll rebuke the devourer. Amen. I'll rebuke the hand of the enemy. Your dad can't work, I'll rebuke the devourer. Hey, your mom's working for minimum wage, I'll rebuke the devourer. For your sake, for your sake. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house to tell you, don't ever hold back on God's part. Amen.
Oh, that's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I pay my tithe because it don't belong to me. Oh. It belongs to God.
Yeah. Amen.
It's God's.
Right.
When you fail to pay your tithe, you live out of your pocket and not out of God's pocket.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Woo!
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. And God said when you don't pay your tithe, he said it's holy. It's a sacred thing. I read it to you in the book of Leviticus. God said you got to pay your tithe because it's mine. It's a holy part that I have consecrated for the work of the church,
right,
for the work of God. And when you keep that sacred thing, if you don't watch out, amen, it'll curse you. That's right.
Yeah.
What happened to Nebuchadnezzar?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Belshazzar.
Okay.
Amen, Belshazzar was in there holding a big party. Remember there in the Old Testament?
Yeah.
And he took the cups, amen, that was intended for the Lord's work, and he filled them with wine. And he had a party with the sacred thing. Hey, he defiled what was holy. He defiled what was sacred. And a big hand came up on the wall and said, thou hast been weighed in the balance and found wanting. And God judged Belshazzar that very day. You don't want to touch what's God's. You don't want to keep what's God's. You want to give it to God. I said, you want to give it to God what is his. Boys, if you want your business to be blessed, give God what's his. Sir, if you want a raise on your job, give God what's his. Ma'am, if you want God's hand of blessing on you, give God what's his. Amen.
Woo. Bless you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh.
God have your way.
Everything. I mean, whether you believe it or not, I'm about to skip the good part here. Whether you believe it or not,
come on,
you're an investor.
Come on.
Yes, you are.
Well, Jason, I know investor. Oh, yes. I told it to you, and it makes me sick, really. But America spends more on dog food than we do on the gospel.
Yeah.
Woo.
Come on now.
You're an investor.
Think about it.
Look at your checkbook. See what you spend more money on. Hey, man, are you against bass boats and fishing boats, Brother Jason? No, I've got Brother George has a good one. Woo. I'm glad he takes me every now and again. And we go have a good time. Hey, man, I'm not against that. Hey, but if you're a play items, hey, man, oh, do you love me? I'm going to ask you this before I preach a little. Do you really love me?
Come on,
when you can ride a new automobile and you ain't gave God his part. Hey, come on now. When you go on vacation 3 or 4 or 5 times a year and you ain't give God his part, I'll be scared smack to death. I said I'd be scared smack to death. Oh, God, what is his?
Yeah, right, you're right. Come on.
Right.
Amen. It ain't about
right.
Praise God. You, it's about him. And I'm giving it to God. It's his command. It's in his control. And it's up to him to bless me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Giving, amen, has to do with purpose. In our, amen, terminology, we like to receive. But if you want to do anything in life, you got to switch that mind frame. And you got to learn to give.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sure.
I wish I had all day. And I had voice to preach to you. Amen. And this ain't Pat and Jason on the back. I'm just telling you what God's done for me. Brother George paid my tithe. Amen. When I was young in years, growing up.
Right.
And then above that, I was in a youth camp. And they've taken up pledges. They still do it this year. Thursday night, Brother Earl was there. I told him you didn't believe me, did you? They said $10,000. Brother Earl quit breathing. He didn't even breathe. He didn't want him to think that his chest met me. Praise God. They started with, who would give him that? They built a big old brand new sanctuary up there in Richlands. You can't. Well, I went there when it was in a tent. Amen. And they took up pledges, amen, to give to that youth camp so they could build the old sanctuary now, which is an open door tabernacle. Amen. And they had it built. So they was adding on, putting a bunch of dorms up there. And they started off, I think, $500 years ago. $500 was $10,000 back then. Amen. I was just a 13-year-old boy sitting there. I thought, I could never get $500. They finally took a lot of pledges up, got down to $100. And $100 might as well have been $1,000 or $2,000. Amen. To a 13-year-old boy, I never had it. My family was poor and paupers. I never had it. But my heart got to thumping. My heart got to beating down my chest. Hey man, I didn't want to, but somehow my arm went up, and I said, I can't believe it. I'm pledging $100, but that was like $1,000 or $7,000 to me when you ain't got it. And I prayed that prayer that day. I said, God, I'm going to leave this youth camp. I'm going home to work, and if you'll bless me with jobs, I'm going to pay my tithe. I'm going to pay that pledge. I want to help build that youth camp. I went home that summer, and I ain't stopped working since. Let me tell you something. God has poured out. I said he's opened up the windows of heaven and poured out blessings ever since that day. God, amen. Fast forward about 20 plus years. Amen. About 4 years ago, the year before COVID, I guess it was 19. Amen. Michelle took the girls up there to youth camp. And Raylan, my oldest girl, got the Holy Ghost in that tabernacle that I helped build 25 years ago. I said, great God, he's still pouring out blessings. He's still pressing them down. He's still shaking them up. I said, God, he'll get more than you'll ever know. He'll get more than you can ever realize if you give to God.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. Are you done?
Let's see, Lord.
Amen.
Preacher.
Woo! Amen. Oh! The bank vault. Amen. Over the bank vault, the money was talking one day. Amen. $100 bill hollered out and said, where you guys been?
Yeah.
He said, I've been over at Macy's. Amen. I've been over to them fine clothing stores. A $50 bill. Amen. He hollered out and said, I've been down to TJ Maxx. And I've been down to Marshall's. Glory to God. That $20 bill hollered out. And he said, I've been down, amen, to the Mexican restaurant. Praise God. That $10 bill hollered out. Man, we just come from Wendy's. And the $5 bill said, amen, we took the kids to McDonald's. Hey, about that time, the $1 bills got to jumping up and shouting over in the corner. And the $100 bill said, what's the matter with you? He said, we've been in church morning, night, and noon. We've been over to church all day long. Hey, I come to tell us, amen, I want to give to God. He's been too good. I said he's been too good to me. My God shall supply all of my need according to his riches in heaven. How rich is God? I tell you how rich he is. He quit counting the cattle. He said, I got so many cattle. Amen. I quit counting them. But I own every cattle on 1,000 hills. I said, that's how rich God is. Glory to God. I said, that is how rich God is.
Yes, Lord.
I'm trying to find my verse. I needed it. Amen. Woo. If I could read my own writing, I'd probably be better off. Amen. But over in Haggai, I just to quote it to you. Over in Haggai, I said, all the gold is mine. All the silver is mine. Amen. Everything is the Lord's. How's God going to bless me? It's his gold. How's God going to bless me? It's his silver. How's God going to pour out his hand upon my life? He said, it's all mine. And I know how to put it in your pocket. Great God, if I'll just do my part, God said, prove me and see if I won't do my part. Amen.
Hey. Woo! Thank you, Lord.
you, Lord. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure.
How much is a good measure?
Hallelujah. I tell you how much a good measure is. Uh-huh. That means, Brother George, more than enough.
All right.
That's what a good measure is.
More than enough.
That means going down to what do you call it? Golden Corral. Now, Kurt's got me excited. We're fixing to go up there to Sight and Sound Theater. I don't know who knows been up there. Kurt said they got a shady maple smorgasbord. I've been looking it up, Brother Tommy. $23.99 a head. Kurt said that place will seat several thousand. Man, Golden Crown's got sirloin on the buffet. This place has Delmonico and New York Strip. I'm going to have to eat my $23 and Michelle's too. Hey! Amen. Let me tell you something. A good measure means more than enough. God said, I'm going to give you a good measure. I'm going to give you more than enough.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Crash down. Woo! What does that mean? Amen. What does press down mean? Hallelujah. I tell you what we do. We get them big 50-gallon drum liners at Sam's. Amen. We get a big old pile of leaves, Brother Tommy.
Yep.
It's as big as right here. Big old pile of leaves, about that high.
Yeah.
And we look at them leaves and we say, we'll never get them up. But I tell you, I take my mower and crunch them up. And I get Gary down, amen.
And we got a system. He puts his leg inside them bags. And I go to rake them to him. And he goes to shovel them in. Hey, amen. And that bag will fill up. And then you know what we'll do? Shuffy, we'll press it down.
Woo! It looks like it's full, but it's pressed down.
Yeah.
Amen. We'll put some more in it. Several more shovels. And we'll press it down. We'll put more shovels in it. And then my big
come on.
I get up on it and sit on it, amen, and press it down more. Hey!
Come on now.
We was over there one day. We hadn't left very long. You can leave it along the curb and the city came and they started to pick them old bags up. Hey, they got mad. They said, no more than 40 pounds. I put more than 40 pounds in it. I filled that thing up because I pressed it down. What? Somebody said, every time I get ahead, the washer goes out. And I got to spend what I got on the washer. What is that, Brother Jason? I tell you what it is. God pressed that blessing down. And he waited till you had the money to pay for it. He pressed it down. When I go get an ice cream, amen, me and Michelle, we love to go down to Austin's Ice Cream. Hey, amen. And I guess I'm too cheap to buy two. So we buy the one big one, Brother Chris. Amen, butter pecan. I don't know if you like butter pecan, but there ain't no better butter pecan than Austin's Ice Cream. Amen. And you know what I like, Brother Earl? When they put that ice cream in there and they press it down. Hey! They put more on. God said, I'm going to press it down. I'm going to give you more than enough.
Yes. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Shake it together. Amen. You got to shake that bag sometimes.
Right.
So you get more in it.
Sure.
Amen. And running over. Hallelujah. Shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet,
yep,
with all it shall be measured unto you. God pours more than you pour. Everything God does. Hallelujah. Amen. He does by giving. Listen to me. God made the sun. Amen. You know what the sun does? It gives. God made the flowers and the vegetation. They give. God made the earth. Amen. It gives. God made the sea and it gives. God made the animals and they give. God made man and he.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on,
amen. God made man and he is a taker. Hallelujah. Oh, I said, God, amen, work on my heart and help me to trust you, Lord, with everything I have. I said, everything. thing God did, he done it through giving. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh yes, the son gave. Amen. The blind. Jesus gave the blind man back his eyes. Jesus gave the dumb man back his speech. Jesus, amen, gave the sick man back his health. He gave Jairus' daughter back to Jairus. He gave the widow woman back her son. Hey, he gave Mary and Martha Lazarus back. Hey, come on. I said he gave his hands to the nails and his feet to the nails. The great God, his side, he gave to the spear. His head, he gave to the thorns. Come on. His garments, he gave to the gamblers. His mother, he gave to John. His spirit, he gave it back to the Father. Amen. And he died given. Amen. I come to tell us everything God did, he did it by giving. Amen.
Yes. Praise
God.
Yes, he did.
Man, I feel good.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Two guys was on a plane, Brother Earl, and they got in a wreck, and they landed on an island. Well, they made it through that plane crash, and the one fellow walking up and down the beach, man, he's a nervous wreck. How are they ever going to find us? The other guy's laying over there, resting, calm, cool, and collected. Amen. And that guy looked at him, he said, how in the world are you so calm and cool and collect? And we're out here in the middle of nowhere and nobody knows where we are. Amen. He looked at that guy that was so worried and he said, I tell you why I'm calm and collect. Amen. I'm a tither. I give. Hallelujah. They got that guy worked up even more. He said, how in the world does that matter? Amen. If you're a tither and if you give, he said, you don't understand. He said, I make $200,000 a year. Amen. He said, my pastor's going to find me. Woo! Hey!
Come on, man.
I said, God gives. Amen. And if we're going to be like God, we're going to give like God. Amen. God loved man.
Come on, man.
Said he gave his son.
Right,
amen. I was just listening to Jerry Pastorella preach this week while I was mowing. He just preached this down in the South, I guess the last week or two. And I was on that mower crying. Amen. Remind me of Barb Corns that Jerry Pastorella called the name of an old man. He's dead and gone now from up in the Cincinnati area that Brother Jerry grew up doing up there. But he said many years ago, God spoke to him in prayer. And he said, son, go down to Somerset, Kentucky. Four or five hour drive from up there. And he said, son, they've been praying and fasting for revival. And you're the man I'm sending to preach a revival. And this preacher said, God, amen, you must have it wrong. I ain't got dime to my name. I can't get to Somerset, Kentucky. Only got about half a tank of gas. Amen, I can't get to Somerset, Kentucky. And he got to praying. And God said, I said, go. He hopped in his car full of faith. And he said, I think I'm going to go. Amen. He struck out, Brother Tommy. And he said, I was looking for a miracle. I was looking to be driving and the hand never moved. I've heard of that. Amen. It's on E and you drive the revival, drive the preacher, come back. It's still on E. They drove all week. I've heard of that many times. This preacher said, I thought that was what was going to happen. Amen. I thought the hand wasn't going to move and I was going to be able to drive all the way to that church. He said, but I got a pretty good distance from home and the hand kept going down. It kept going down until the gas light come on and I thought, well, amen, I better stop and get some gas. So he stopped at the gas station, and while he was filling his car up, he said to himself, amen, I'm going to go in and talk a good talk and tell him I'm a holiness preacher. Tell him I'm honest. I'll sign an IOU, and on my way back from revival, I'll pay you what I owe you. He said, I had this good speech planned out in my mind, but he said, when my tank filled up, I went inside and stood in line to try to give him my story. And he said, the man looked at me and said, Merry Christmas. And this was in July. And he said, Merry Christmas. And he said, what are you talking about? He said, well, you see that guy out there that's all mad and upset, shaking his head? And he said, yeah, I see him. He said, that guy come in and put a lot of money, amen, on your pump. And we got the pumps mixed up. And it was going to take me a while to resituate it. Amen. And he's a businessman late for a meeting in Cincinnati. He's heading to Cincinnati. And he was in such a rush. Amen. He said, just take that money and let that old guy fill his car up. And tell him I said, Merry Christmas. Hey, I come to tell you that's the way God works. I said, God will bless together. Stand with me in this house.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
Holy Lord. Jesus.
Man,
oh God. Blessed
God.
Little girl. Grew up with her grandma. Her grandma was laying in the house sick. Bad shape. And the little girl wrote a note to heaven. Addressed a letter, said, Dear Heaven, Dear Jesus. And made the address to heaven. And said, God, Mamma's sick. And if she don't get a doctor, I don't know if she's going to live. Amen. And said, God, we're hungry. And we don't have no food in the house. Amen. And said, God, it got cold last night. Amen. We don't even have any wood to burn in the stove. Is there any way, Jesus, you can fulfill these needs? And she addressed that letter to heaven and put it out in the mailbox. The letter carrier came along and got that letter and laughed himself back to the post office. And went down to the post office and was laughing and said, look here, somebody wrote a note to Jesus and addressed it heaven bound. Amen. But what he didn't know, the postmaster knew the Lord. Woo. And that postmaster got that letter, Brother George, and he opened that letter up and it touched his heart so much. Woo. Amen. I said it touched his heart so much, he knew a doctor. And he went down and showed the doctor the letter, and it touched the doctor's heart. And here they went on their way to that house. Amen. The doctor got his black bag and headed towards that house. Amen. And that same postman had knew the grocery store owner. And he stopped by and showed the grocery store owner, amen, that letter, and it touched his heart. And he filled up a brown bag, pump full of groceries. And on their way, he knew a local guy that had wood. And he showed that guy the letter, and it smote his heart. And the doctor showed up and took care of the grandma while the little girl was at school. Amen. The grocery store owner came by and filled the cabinets up with groceries. Amen. The woodman hauled enough wood to burn for days. And that little girl popped over that hill coming home from school, and she seen smoke coming out of the chimney. Woo! She got down on the porch and she heard her mamma singing, Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. That little girl come in. Amen. Food on the table. Fire in the stove. Hey! She went over there, Brother Daniel, and got that same notepad and got to writing. And her granny said, amen, granddaughter, didn't you already write? Who are you writing to? She said, I'm writing to the Lord. She said, didn't you already write to the Lord? And she said, yes. She said, what did you tell him? She said, Granny, I told him you were sick and you needed a doctor. She said, well, hold it, hold it. The doctor's already been here. She said, I told him we was hungry. We didn't have no food. She said, the grocery store owner done filled the cabinets up. She said, I told him we was cold and needed fire. She said, the woodman showed up and filled, amen, the shelf with wood. Amen. What are you going to write about now? She said, Granny, I got one more thing to write to heaven. And she wrote heaven bound to Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Thank you, Lord, for pouring your blessings out. I come to tell you, don't forget the Lord. Be thankful for what he's given you. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given me.
Thank you, Lord.
Raise your hand right here for the break for class.
I want you to raise your hand right here and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for me. Thank you for health and strength to go to work in the morning. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you for the job you've given me. Thank you for the monetary security that you've given. Thank you for the car. Thank you for the home. Thank you, Lord. You've been too good to me. I said, God, you've been too good to me. Praise Him, church. Praise Him and thank Him in this house. I said, thank Him in this house right here today. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. God said, if you want to be blessed, don't forget about me. Give, and it shall be given back.
Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah.